host.
Bubbles Podcast.
How are you?
No.
It's March 7th, 2021. What's going on in the world of bubbles?
Water.
What kind of water?
Carbonated.
Carbonated water and still water?
Yeah.
Well, there's other water topics to get into a little bit later on, too. I've got some water topics in the news to discuss.
Nice.
We've got a product that's been on the show before. I think all three of them have been on before, but yeah. We're going to deep dive on one of them today in particular. And then an old classic we can tease a little bit. Might have a yellow label on it.
Well, there we go. That's not much of a tease. That's practically giving it away. But, yeah.
And then one more, which is coming from Iceland.
Yeah, it's one of your favorites, huh?
It is, but I don't know. We haven't tried it in a little while, so I'm interested to see how good it is.
Sorry about that noise. We had some technical difficulties. Where were we?
It can be difficult dealing with all this podcast equipment, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, what were we on about? We haven't tried Icelandic water in a while, huh?
We have not, no. So Icelandic's on the show. What else do we have here, James?
I have a couple Topo facts. We have Carlsbad, Topo Chico. Yeah.
And Carlsbad's the one we're going to do a deep dive on. So why don't we get into that? So What did we do yesterday?
Yesterday, we went to the Carlsbad Spring, like where the water is processed and where it comes up from, all of that. It was way closer to the beach than we thought it would be, yeah?
Yeah, it was just a block off the beach. So first of all, I want to say shout out to the water sommelier, Martin Rees, because we saw him on his Instagram at that spring, at the Carlsbad Spring.
Yeah.
And that was our inspo to do our little road trip down there.
We realized it's only like 40 minutes away from us. Why not?
Yep. So yeah. We did a little drive down there. And then what happens when you arrive at the site? What does it look like?
It looks like a big, I don't know what type of kind of cottage-ish, like Irish architecture almost. Yeah, just a big structure. It has some metal water tanks behind it. And it has a couple areas to dispense the water straight from the spring into big, big bottles.
So you can bring your own bottles. You can buy bottles there. They also have a line of water, a retail line that's in stores. And they sell that there as well.
So we had that. I don't know if we drank it already or not. But we also have a three. What we have here with us, at least, is a 3-gallon Carlsbad jug of just water from Carlsbad.
Yeah,
straight from the spring.
So if you go there to the site, they charge $1 per gallon. Which I think is pretty reasonable for good water, isn't it?
Yeah.
Certainly a lot cheaper than you can get it in the store, and it's directly from the source.
For an alkaline spring water? Yeah, not bad.
So why don't we crack this giant jug open here, James, and pour ourselves some. And also, as a special treat, we have some ice cubes today. We have our octopus cups.
Yeah.
And then those ice cubes. Guess what kind of water those ice cubes are made of, James?
Well, I know. You told me. These are Carlsbad ice cubes.
That's right. That's right. So some of the water, in addition to this 3-gallon jug, we filled up all of our kind of hydro flasks and water bottles as well. And I used one of those to make some ice cubes for us.
Yeah.
So let's give it a try, huh? Let me crack this open.
Mm-hmm.
You keep talking about Carlsbad while I pour you some of this, okay?
Okay. Yeah. It was really interesting that everything there seemed to be made out of wood or some type of like almost terracotta-ish, you know, building material, and a really interesting structure. It was really nice to go and visit, and it was like right next to the beach. You could smell the ocean air.
Yeah, Carlsbad's a really cool little town just north of San Diego, between San Diego and Orange County.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, James, let's try this water. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's good.
It's very, very refreshing.
So, you know, when we got the water yesterday, I was quite surprised by the temperature of the water coming out of the well, because it was warmer than I thought it would be.
It was like above room temperature.
It was close to room temperature. I would say it was in the mid-60s. We didn't have a thermometer with us to actually test it, but I was expecting it to be quite a bit colder. But now that we've chilled it down in our fridge overnight, It's really good.
It's really good. It's very refreshing. Only thing I'm not a huge fan of about this water is it has a very overpowering earthiness.
It does have a strong earthiness to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you don't taste much else in the water except those earthy minerals that kind of give it that bitter, you know, rugged taste.
And the water, the source, it's so close to the ocean. I wonder if that's where it picks up some of that mineraliness from, like the sodium content, and I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I would expect more sodium in this for water, like, right next to the beach, almost. Yeah. It's a pretty good water, though. It's just, if you don't enjoy earthiness, don't pick this up. If you do, well, then go for it.
Are you interested to read through this?
This is going to be a very long story, so buckle up. This is the origin of Carlsbad water.
Okay, my seatbelt's on. I'm ready to learn.
All right. Drilling for fresh water for his farm on this spot in 1882, John, some of it's cut off.
Well, his name's up at the top there.
John Fraser, drilled three wells?
Drilled three wells, yep, at different lengths.
It's completely cut off there. One 415 feet, one 450 feet, and one 510 feet deep. As well as fresh water, he found two artesian springs with mineral water that had therapeutic for internal and skin ailments. A ton of this is cut off. I'm sorry, it's really hard to see. Oh, wait, this is a video. Oh, but it's just... Okay. Wealthy men from the Midwest...
From the Midwest.
joined him in founding the city of Carlsbad, California. They built on this property a beautiful 85-room hotel and It drew thousands from across the United States until the hotel burned down in 1896. The mineral water continued to be bottled and sold all over
the land?
Land, I guess. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't read. There's a ton more of it, but it's like the entire right side is cut off.
So we're dealing with a well over 100-year well. Sometime in the late 1800s, it was discovered, and it's been producing delicious water ever since from that same location.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. They have a health spa there as well. I guess you can do some mineral spa treatments
pretty
and stuff like that.
Though.
Is it? Yeah?
Yeah,
I didn't see the prices.
It was like $70 for a massage. $70 for a water massage.
For a water massage?
Yeah.
Hey, that might be worth it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? Carlsbad, there's some rich people living down there for sure. Can afford a $70 massage. Is that a lot for a massage? I don't even know. I'm not a massage connoisseur.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a legitimate, like, professional massage.
Yeah, I think I've had a few on vacations and stuff like that, but it's not usually my bag to get a massage.
Yeah. We're gonna, I guess we'll be right back. We poured ourselves quite a bit of water here, and it's gonna take a little while to finish.
Yeah, do we need a bio break?
Yeah, well, we need a break to finish this water at least, and then we'll get into our next one. Okay, we're back, and we found some, like a website that made it easier to read. It's not the same story, but it's, you know... Stuff about Carlsbad.
A little bit more information about the Carlsbad Alkaline Water Company and the water that they're selling.
All right. Naturally alkaline, ultra-energizing and hydrating Carlsbad Alkaline Water comes from a 1,700-foot-deep aquifer and protected with 200 feet of non-porous clay and 1,500 feet of granite rock. Our water originates from the Cleveland National Forest. Oh man, I cannot speak. At about 40 miles east from Carlsbad, completely protected from any pollution or any possible radiation fallout. It takes about 9,500 years for the water to work its way through the substrata to our deep artesian wells, just one block from the Pacific Ocean, where it is discharged at the deep bottom. Along the way, it is naturally enhanced with pure minerals that turn the water into a highly alkaline Carlsbad alkaline water, most healthful water, in quotation marks, ultra hydrating and quote-unquote Eden in a glass.
That's dope. That's amazing, the story of that water. So then it goes on to say, Carlsbad alkaline water is not filtered municipal water. It flows naturally into our artesian well from the deep aquifer. Our Carlsbad alkaline water is sodium-free, not carbonated, not fluorinated, not chlorinated, highly alkaline, not acidic, and exceeds FDA water bottled water standards. Our water has a unique pH of 8.76 and about 50 to 70 total dissolved solids, or TDS. Our source, artesian well, and vending machines are licensed by the California Department of Public Health and monitored and tested weekly as required by FDA federal and state laws. Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
So that's the story of Carlsbad Alkaline Water, a nice local water company doing good things with natural water. Mm-hmm. So good luck for that company to keep growing. I think they've been doing quite well. They're in Costco and lots of other retailers. And the time that we were there, it was doing good business on the self-service there as well. It seemed like there was a lineup constantly on the six or seven different water vending machines that they have out there.
Yeah. So do you want to get into our next water, or do you want to get into something else
here? I think we should try this next water, James.
All right. Let's pour ourselves some Icelandic.
Crack it open. Huh? Go for it.
Yeah. Here, you get some AS. Oh, my hand tried to grab the bottle, but it just ended up slipping off of it. You get a little ASMR here because this one's sparkling. So... I don't know if you could really hear that, but you're definitely going to hear this.
Let's try a little bit of this one. Thank you.
There you go. And then for me. All right.
Cheers, James.
What? This one smells like lemon.
What?
I can't be the only one smelling lemon.
Lemon? I don't smell lemon. What are you talking about, lemon?
Did you put lemon in our glasses while I was gone?
Actually, I did better than that. I spiked this Icelandic glacial with lemon extract.
Really?
To prank you.
It's not half bad.
It's pretty good, huh? It tastes like a LaCroix lemon.
Kind of. Well, better than a LaCroix lemon. But it's a little bitter and kind of sweet. I taste it.
I wanted to say, you know, first of all, I just wanted to prank you a little bit. But then also, one thing you have to be careful with whenever you're buying products is make sure that the non-tamper seal has not been tampered with.
Mm.
Make sure that nobody's opened it up and tampered with it, put anything in there. There's lots of cases of fraud where, you know, people might not be have the best intentions and they... it's happened where they've snuck stuff into the food supply.
Mm.
So, got to be careful with that.
No good. Well, you got me. I couldn't tell until I poured it. Wow. All right, it's really not that bad.
It's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have put a different flavor.
Maybe you should have poured some clear vanilla extract.
I thought about that, but I thought it would taint it, because I don't think it's clear. It's more got a brown
color.
It's
brown.
So I had, like, lemon, and I had almond, I think I could have used.
Oh,
I should have used almond.
Oh, that would have been so nasty.
I get
nasty.
You next time with almond.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Mm. Mm. All right, do you want to get into our final and best water?
Well, yeah, let's pour some of that water for sure, because that's a good one. It's our classic Topo Chico in the glass bottle, 750 milliliters.
There we go. That's, I was like, there's not many bubbles in here either. It's a little odd, but.
Thank you,
there
James.
There you go.
So is it time for our segment?
What segment?
The one where we talk about facts.
Do you mean?
Topo Facts!
Yeah, that's right. We're doing Topo Facts again.
It's time for Topo Facts. This is one of our favorite segments.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. You do a little research, you know, find some interesting facts, and then you speak it to, like, 9 people on the podcast. Thank you for the people who listen to us, though. Really. It's very nice, and, you know, it gives you a sense of pride to find out that people actually want to listen to you on a podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you to all our listeners, and our audience is growing. So we thank everybody that's new to the podcast as well. Thanks for joining us.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what I have here, I'm just going to kind of fire through these. Some of them are longer than others. I only have 4 today, but that's all right. Still a little amount. All right. About 27 trillion gallons of groundwater are withdrawn for use in the U.S. each year.
Wow, 27 trillion gallons?
Of groundwater.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Uh-huh. Groundwater occurs almost everywhere beneath the land surface. The widespread occurrence of potable groundwater is the reason that it is used as a source of water supply by about 1/2 the population of the United States.
Wow, so it's wells, right? People are getting water, drilling down, getting wells from aquifers.
Like, here, what's his name? Captain something Smith, right?
Yeah, from Carlsbad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah. I forgot his name already, didn't we? Apparently Carlsbad was on Ellen. We're trying to look for his name again.
Oh, I have it right here.
Okay. Yeah, so apparently 1/2 of the United States gets its water from the ground.
Captain John A. Frazier was one
John
of those pioneers.
John A. Frazier, so no Smith in it.
Nope,
I don't know why.
No
I
Smith at all.
Smith. All right. Hydrologists estimate, according to the National Geographic Society, U.S., groundwater reserves to be at least 33,000 trillion gallons.
Wow.
Equal to the amount discharged into the Gulf of Mexico by the Mississippi River in the past 200 years.
Wow, that's a lot of agua.
Yeah. That was very hard to read. I don't know why they phrased it like that, but okay. And then the last one, at any given moment, groundwater is 20 to 30 times greater than the amount in all the lakes, streams, and rivers of the United States.
That's interesting. So there's more water underground that you never see than in all the lakes and rivers and streams.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. What an amazing planet we live on.
Yeah.
So, you know, my topo fact is related to water as well, but it's more so what's been in the news a little bit. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in Texas. We lived there for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And the poor people in Texas, at the end of February, there was a big storm. They lost power. Everything froze. And like 1.3 million Texans had no water for quite some time. You know, water is something that we really do take for granted in our everyday lives. Can you imagine if you don't have water, how that impacts your life?
Yeah.
So it's all sorts of things, right? Like from number one, you can't drink water if you don't have drinking water coming out of the tap. And hopefully everyone has an emergency kit with some bottled water, you know, somewhere where they can get to it and sustain them for about a week or so, you'd hope. But not everybody does have that plan. So you can't drink. What else?
And from our last time, you don't need water just for like drinking water or bathing or washing your hands. You need water for everything. The podcast mic that we're using required water to make it.
Absolutely. Right? So, but those points that you just kind of went over, like you can't bathe, you can't wash yourself, can't wash your hands, which means you can't prepare food. It's, you know, it impacts everything. And in manufacturing, it's the same way. Whether you're manufacturing food or anything you're manufacturing, if you don't have water, you really can't operate.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess that's the end of our topo facts, huh?
Yeah, well, thankfully, most of the people back in Texas, the weather's better now, and they're fixing a lot of the issues with the pipes and getting back to normal, but it sure was a rude awakening for a lot of people, and a lot of people went through a lot of hardship.
Yeah.
With that not having water.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention not having heat and, electricity.
Yeah. So that's all we have for topo facts.
Yep.
You have any other things to talk about here?
Well, I wanted to have some more of this Topo Chico, so here, let me pour you a little bit more. Pour me a little bit more.
Thank you. Yeah. Topo, I don't know. It's like a perfectly balanced, like, semi-sweetness in the water. It's really nice. I hope those, what are the chemicals called?
Oh, I forget the name.
PPC, maybe?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I hope those chemicals don't get to us.
I don't think they will. It's in such minute proportions, and probably they have to do some more testing on the well.
Yeah. I really enjoy that water, though.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stop drinking it.
Me neither.
I think it's better for you than any of the other, like, manufactured reverse osmosis waters, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. You know which water we have to try for next time that we haven't tried in a while? I was thinking about the one in the green bottle, Mountain Valley.
Oh, wow. We haven't tried that in a while.
We're going to have
right.
to pick some of that up.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely are. I don't have any other topics. Do you?
I don't, but I do want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Everyone that's taken the time to download and listen to our podcast. If you do have a minute to rate and review us, we would appreciate that if you're inclined to do it.
Yeah.
And that can be on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or on mm-hmm. Stitcher or on Anchor. Where else, James? Overcast?
Anywhere you listen to podcasts, really.
Yep.
Don't forget to...
check out our Insta.
Follow our Insta.
At The Bubbles Podcast.
Uh-huh. You can shoot us an email at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. You can help me stop slurring my words by following our TikTok at The Bubbles Podcast.
How's that going to stop you from slurring your words?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm having trouble speaking today.
Well, but, drink some more water.
Yeah, maybe that'll help.
Cheers, James, to your health.
Cheers.
And until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm Steve.
And I'm James.
Okay.
Oh, okay.